State Department to revoke B-1B-2 visas of asylum seekers. Announcements from the White House and U.S. Department of State unveiled the Trump administration's plans to revoke potentially hundreds of thousands of visas issued to foreign nationals who applied for asylum after first entering the United States using B-1, business, or B-2, tourist visas, visas intended for business or tourist visitors, respectively. The State Department is preparing to revoke visas issued between 2016 and 2026, with the White House indicating that this could affect up to 200,000 individuals. Quick hits. The State Department is coordinating with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to review and revoke B-1 and B-2 visas issued to foreign nationals between 2016 and 2026, who applied for asylum following their entry into the United States as visitors. Visa revocation generally does not affect the immigration status of an individual currently in the United States, but it will typically prevent re-entry into the country with that visa. The overarching plan. According to announcements from the White House and the State Department, the Trump administration plans to revoke the B-1 and B-2 visitor visas of foreign nationals who entered the United States as temporary business or tourist visitors and subsequently filed asylum applications. A State Department spokesperson confirmed that the department is coordinating with DHS to identify these individuals and that visa revocations will occur on a rolling basis. B-1 visas are typically issued for temporary business-related travel, while B-2 visas are typically issued for short-term tourism, family visits, and certain medical treatment purposes. B-1 and B-2 visa applicants are typically asked to affirm that they do not intend to apply for asylum, and visa eligibility generally requires that foreign national visitors demonstrate strong ties to their home countries and an intent to depart the United States after their visits. While revocation of a visa can have a significant impact on the visa holder, revocation of a visa for an individual already present in the United States does not typically affect that individual's immigration status. Because a visa is a travel document, revocation generally affects the individual's ability to use that visa for future travel and re-entry into the United States. Additionally, individuals with pending asylum applications may already face limited or restricted travel on B-1 or B-2 visas due to the nature of their pending applications. Next steps. Individuals who applied for asylum, or employers aware of employees who applied for asylum, may want to closely review the immigration documentation and the circumstances of these individuals' entries into the United States. While the government has indicated the process is ongoing, individuals who believe they meet the State Department's criteria may wish to prepare for and understand what a visa revocation could mean for their cases. Ogletree Deakins's Immigration Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the immigration blog as additional information becomes available. For additional insight into the critical immigration issues facing employers today, please join our virtual Immigration Insight Symposium on Wednesday, October 7th, 2026, from noon to 2:30 p.m. ET, register here. This article and more information on how the Trump administration's actions impact employers can be found on Ogletree Deakins Administration Resource Hub. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, TWAS, Webinars, Podcasts.